OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/Wall Street.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, April 19th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.74 million. That was the annual pace of new housing starts in March, according to the latest data from the Census Bureau. That's the quickest pace since June 2006. Housing construction slowed in February of this year because of bad weather across the U.S. That had some economists worried that rising mortgage rates were hurting demand and slowing the U.S. housing boom that started last year. In January and February, the supply of homes on the market was the lowest on record. But Friday's numbers relieved those concerns and showed that home builders are responding to the increased demand. That's a good sign for the market. The next number up is 1.3%. That's how much DraftKings stock gained on Friday on news of its partnership with the National Football League. The multi-year deal will allow three gaming companies, DraftKings, Caesars Entertainment, and FanDuel, to use the NFL's intellectual property and branding on games. The NFL will also be able to host sports betting content on its media properties and website. The partnership could help make sports betting more popular in the U.S. and encourage more states to legalize the activity. Shares of Caesars rose slightly after the news, and shares of FanDuel's London-based parent company Flutter Entertainment climbed more than 2%. Our last number is $911 million. That's how much money Morgan Stanley said it lost from last month's implosion of family office Archegos Capital. It was a larger loss than Wall Street expected, though Morgan Stanley fared better than some other banks. Nomura lost $2 billion, and Credit Suisse lost nearly $5 billion because of Archegos's collapse. In an earnings call Friday, Morgan Stanley executives said that the company had a record quarter in its equities business, even with the loss. But its stock still fell 2.8% for the day. Goldman Sachs was the bank that fared best during the Archegos mess, as it avoided most losses. Goldman stock is up almost 30% this year, compared with a 15% gain for Morgan Stanley. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, April 19th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.